Turkey has been home to these Syrian families for years after they fled the civil war in their country. Many of them lost their loved ones in the earthquake in northwest Syria. They are waiting to cross into Syria to attend their funerals and meet those who survived. Bodies of the Syrian refugees who lost their lives on the Turkish side are also being sent back home for burials. Here, for most, aid is the only lifeline. They're about to get that lifeline via Qatar Aid and Qatar Red Crescent. This is the second aid convoy sent by Qatar to northwest Syria in the last 2 days. These rebel-held areas were heavily bombed by the regime throughout the 12-year-long civil war. Last week's earthquake has made things worse, killing thousands and injuring many more. Raed al-Saleh, the head of the Syrian Civil Defense Forces, also known as White Helmets, says the global response to the disaster has been too little.
I've had the most difficult 7 days of my life. We've been forgotten for years, and the world didn't hear us. If the world had heard our voice, we wouldn't have lost these souls.
In Ma'arat Misrin in Idlib province, where the earthquake hit the hardest, aid is desperately needed.
We've been displaced several times in the last 9 years. We don't know what is ahead of us. This earthquake displaced us again. We lost our homes, families. We need shelter.
The Qatari aid convoy has brought tents, diapers, heaters, gas cylinders, blankets, food, and medical kits.
We've been ordered by the Emir of Qatar to keep the aid supply line open for the Syrians. We now see that the Syrian people need our support, especially in this current crisis. Their pain's now doubled, and the international community needs to step up its support.
In northwest Syria, hospitals already lack modern equipment. Many survivors died on the way to hospitals or soon after arrival. This region is home to more than 4 million people. Life here was already tough, and the earthquake has just added to their misery.
Disasters overlap in Syria. More than a decade-long civil war has left very little to Syrians. They have built makeshift shelters. It wasn't much, but still home. And the earthquake has destroyed that too. Many Syrians feel they have been neglected by the rest of the world. Now, the help is needed here more than ever. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Ma'arat Misrin, Northwest Syria.